And Elikai, Neshama, Shenasaka B'Tahirihi. I'd like to say a few more things before we move on about the Neshama. We'll wrap it up. It says in the Michtam Elio, we're going to jump around in different parts of the Michtam Elio, written by Rav Dessler. He says, Chamishe Baruch Hinashi Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Neshama. B'tzelem Elikim Asas Adam. Man was made in the Tzelem Elikim. K'shem she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malach HaOlam. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king over the world. Kach HaAdam Melech Bo'olam HaKaton Shaloi. So too man is a king on his world, his small world. HaOlam HaKaton Shaloi, his own small world. Amosai, when is a person a melech on his small world? Keshanashomo shalatez boilomo. Shehu aguf vahanefesh abahamis. Vacholcho yechaseim umoiseim. When is it that a person is the king over his oilom cotton, his small world? The man is king over his small world when his neshama is shalit, when his neshama rules over the world, that's when he is in control and he's the melech. Amar Rizal, Ani Chamisha Baruch Hinafshi Keneged Mi Amar David. David HaMelech says five Baruch Hinafshis. Keneged who? Le Amar Ela Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu Keneged HaNeshama. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malei Kol Olam. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the whole world, Af Neshama Meleis Kol HaGuf. The Neshama fills the entire Guf. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Raya Ve'en Nira. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees but is not seen, Af Neshama Raya Ve'en Niris. And the Neshama sees but is not seen. We don't see our Neshama, but it sees. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains and he gives sustenance to the whole world, so too the neshama gives sustenance to the whole guf. People think is when we eat is giving us sustenance. Yeah, it's true, that's the physical sustenance. But the neshama is what gives the ruchnius the zon, the ruchnius sustenance that everyone needs. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu tahor, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pure and tahor, af haneshama tahora. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoshev b'chadrei chadarim, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits b'chadrei chadarim inside, with inside, all the way inside, af neshama yoshev b'chadrei chadarim. Yom Mishyesh by Chamish Adam Halalu, Vishabeach Mishyesh by Chamish Adam Halalu. We have the neshama comes out to give shvach to the something else that has these five things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to goes on to explain this a little bit. That's the Gemara in Brachos. Mo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malez Kol HaOlam. Pirush. What does that mean? There isn't even the smallest speck of anything in this world that's not under the rulership of the Bnei Neshama. A person has to make it that his neshama is shalit, rules over every single part of his guf. Even the tiniest speck shouldn't be unruled, and the neshama should rule over everything. We can't really have a hasaga of what the Bnei Neshama really is. So, and we can't see him, but of course the Bnei Neshama sees. The guf doesn't understand the mahus haneshama. We know, we're talking for the last few weeks of what a neshama is, trying to get an understanding of what a neshama is. But we don't really have a mahus, an understanding of what a neshama is. We know that there's a metzias. We know there's a neshama. And we've gone through many explanations of the connection between the neshama and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything else. But we don't really still understand it. How about the Lagami? How about Toyra? Zayin benigud lekinyan chitzayni ki yadua v'geda zesha eni nira ikir gadalu ki yichol hanira v'nifchan afil b'tziyur ha-seichel eni ruchni is gemura v'ein zeh nishama. He says there's something that's complete ruchnius can't be seen. If you can see something, That's not complete ruchnius. There's the yisoid of nira, it can see, the raya, it can see, the neshama can see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see, the ein niras, but it can't be seen. The Ibn Sham sustains and gives sustenance to the whole world. The guf has to be nothing more than a kli, a vessel for the neshama. V'loik a kli l'tzarchem acherim, and not like a keli for other things, shem b'hem kol erech l'mas erka, ha'iloi al neshama. Mo HaKadosh Baruch Hu tahar af ha'neshama tahayra, shetishar kol ha'neshama v'tahayra, so we have to leave the neshama complete state of tahayra. Sh'loik tipogam ha'idei achet, you should not sell yit ruchet. We explained in other pratim that said is that the neshama really is infallible and really cannot become pogum, but not everyone agrees with that, and he seems to say that it can become natar. Maybe he's talking about a different part of the neshama as we discussed. The neshama is in a room within a room. You wonder how you have to find him, you gotta search hard. So too the neshama. Only someone who searches after his neshama is gonna find his neshama. If you do a mechila, he or makiv atzadik moshechas aydei mitzvahs lishmo al pni musa. The neshama is really on the outside. How does you bring the neshama into your guf? How do you connect with the neshama? By doing mitzvahs lishma. That's how you bring it in you. V'haychol ar panimi, and it ends up turning into an inner light. That's the goal. Yisa b'zayah kodesh. Loma noyach noyach trezimni. The pasuk says noyach noyach. El kol tzadik v'tzadik dai bo loma isla trein ruchin. Every tzaddik is two ruchin, two ruach. Ruachad ba'almadain, ruachad ba'almadasi. He has one ruach in this world, and one ba'almadasi in the future world. Vahachi tishka ba'kulu tzaddiki, Moshe, Moshe, Yaakov, Yaakov, Avraham, Avraham, Shmuel, Shmuel. The tzaddiki in the Torah says, Moshe, Moshe. What's Moshe, Moshe? What's Yaakov, Yaakov? He says, there's a Moshe down here, and there's a ruach of Moshe upstairs. U'mufarish ha'riza atzal, samayim razeh. Hatzadikim nishmasim hatachtoinu shechenes teregufam. Tzadikim, the nishamis reside, they rest down here within the tzadik's guf. Vinishmasim hal yoinoi medis tzal al roshay. And the nishamis al yoinim, they stand on top of the head, but tzoy oyer makif. Umisham sheevis lechayim umal tamid. And from the up above, it's constantly giving life force to down here, to the neshama. Umerika al neshmasa asher b'seicha, v'yesha train ruchin, chad ba'al madasi, hi al yoyna, shi b'sisim l'mayla, v'chad l'sata ba'al madayim, v'mokam ha'nigla ha'nikr oylem hazeh. V'zeh soid Moshe, Moshe shmur shmur. Dvar him amukim, these words are very deep. V'rak nikach hem mitzoytzes ork de levar yinenu. We're only going to take some sparks of light to understand this, because this is really deep stuff, he says. The neshama yesh nei chalakim, ha-chelek alyon, ha-hain apnimi, she-koshim ha-mkari ba-olam alyon. The chelek of above, there's two parts of the neshama. There's the chelek above, it's connected to the makar of the world, to the Ribono Shel Olam. Ha-chelek ha-tachton, ha-chitayni, ha-sheichim, ha-sheich ha-guf, ha-chelek alyon, hu besisim behester. We have one that's behester, one that we see, one that we don't. Ora apnimi enim is galalarim ba-olam, ba-olam hazeh. Rak ha-chelek ha-tachton is galaloi, ki ha-chelek we have that our hearts get stuffed up and we can't see the neshama. If there wouldn't be this concept of to be a timtum halev, it stuffs up the heart. We don't see the neshama clearly. He says, if we saw our neshama, if we saw directly this neshama that's down here, there would be no bechira. There'd be no concept of Bechira. I wouldn't have a choice. Am I going to follow the Ratzon Hashem or not? If I saw my Neshama, of course I would follow it. There'd be no Bechira. I couldn't get Schar. It wouldn't be Bechira. He says that's why it has to be Timtum Halev. V'odem ha'yikon ayin v'majegus edem ha'baki ha'bechira titochen rak v'mokam ha'hester v'mokam ha'machloikik sheish ha'vshara shalom nesnagus lamed. The only way we can get schar to get into edem ha'bah is where there's a chance that there's something that can go against the truth. And that's why we have Timtum Halev. Ha'adam ha'pasha in zeicha legilu yimen ha'sham ha'pnimis. The Adam pashat is not zeicha. V'ochid barak b'kitzah achon shabosh yinukudu oylem ha'bosh yesh b'sech libo shal kol yudhi b'schus b'shavis lo'im ha'asam ha'lik altam achakam nukudu zu mechusa v'atumah v'gashmi s'temtam ha'lei. Afila ha'mispol ha'misragish. Ulu matadikim yesh chibar nishmosim al-yayinim. Hei mekabim ha'orisim menu gam b'oydim alei admos. K'niska le'el b'shem ha'riz etzal. So there's two parts to the neshama. There's a part, the Ribbono Shel Olam makes it that there's Timtum Halev. We don't see our neshama. There's a neshama down here. It's within us, and we don't see it. But we have to realize that it's there, and we have to connect to it, and we have to get to the emes. And if we can get to the emes, that will raise our level, that'll get us to where we need to be, and that will connect us to our neshamas above. Arbe dargis yesh begidra pnimis v'achitzenis kol dargi oylem v'nei atzmoi. There's many different levels. He says there's all different types of levels. Ach yishonim adreges apnimis oyd l'mayle mezuvi v'chines hadveikis shekemat v'in nitfeses b'seich l'klal v'chine ilo azumavur mendel mivit. I don't know who that is. That's Al B'sifra or B'sifra Pri Aretz. In the Sefer Pri Aretz, Parshat V'Yakel. This is what he says. Shaloi L'shma. What does it mean, Shaloi L'shma? Sha'agufu choymer achor ve'enei maskim lasis b'schayvus ha'seichel ki yam yadidei pitri masigi ha'guf. Shehem yiras oynish. You know why he's listening to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Because he's yiras oynish. The guf doesn't want to get punished. Or he's schar el ma'bo, or he wants schar in the next world. Or he nachas ruach v'tanei shemargish v'avodasa, he feels good about it. He has an enjoyment in his work, in his avodah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Be'emes she'ein shum ha'sogu ma'segis v'tefeses ha'dekes ha'mitis ve'ein soif v'shum seichel. Kol she'kein b'har gosha v'tanei v'meila mu'un she'kol har gosha z'yiru o'yahava o'yitanei g'advekes v'har gosha z'yiru o'odam k'uzot. Ki loy b'rash Hashem. He says it. Unbelievable. And he brings it out in the way he explains it. Be alone about Pri Aretz. Shemadreges ha'lashma. What does it mean to be l'shma? Ashehi ha'pnimiyas ha'tohayra. It's the inner tohayra. He had vekis. She'inena zoh im shum hargosha sheboilam. A person has a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam without any hargosha of this world. No feelings of this world. Bein shel tainug, whether it's enjoyment, like you said, or bein shel yira. She'itochen bo shum gedesh shel asoga klal. Penimius imitzius ruchne shel havaya tohoyer benigud la asoga. Kvabiyar ninyonam elib mamena lavaya vasoga. Vizbaranu shom. Shebehavaya leshayach shum hargosha vasoga sichlis. Ulfi mashikasam nusham uvorm gam deve priorit. Bin yachaya elam habo. He chaya elam habo pirushim. His chachus hasogas and ain kates. Ava gushor acha shol tshuva maizim toivim mishana odam es etzim mahusoy. Vahavi yosef madregis divukos ha-shem adbroch. Veselaz derech hadosho murcheves lehiz pachusoy hasidu b'elam habo. He explains. The Piyaritz is saying, what does it mean to get to the Damajega of Lishma? What does that mean? He says there's many different levels a person can achieve in his Ruchnias. A person could first, you know, start off and why is he going to follow the will of Hashem? Because he's scared of punishment. He believes in it, he realizes that it's true, he doesn't want to get punished. A person can go on a higher level. A person can follow the Yiras Hashem because he wants to make the Ribbono Shel Olam happy, or because he wants to get schar and mabo, or because he enjoys it. He feels good about himself. He realizes that there's a God in the world, and he knows that God runs the world, and he feels good that he's fulfilling a real purpose in this world. But what's the greatest, greatest, greatest level a person can achieve, where there's no seicha cloud, there's no hargosha of this world? You're doing it because it's the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Vilna Gaon says, and we make a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosav Kama. You say Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvosav, the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he was mekadosh us with his mitzvahs. Kama Vitzivanu Al so and so. But you want to know why I'm going to do this mitzvah now? For one reason. Vitzivanu, because this is the command of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't understand it. I don't know. I don't know why I'm doing it. Not because I'm enjoying it. Not because I'm going to scare the Vayinish if I don't do it. But rather, Vitzivana. For one reason and one reason only. So this is the connection that a neshama has to work on getting to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That the neshama has that direct connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. There is no separation between the neshama and the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's all one. The Ribbono Shel Olam tells us this is a mitzvah. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. That's what the neshama is going to do. Now we have a little bit of a better understanding of what the neshama is. We're going to move forward, but just to wrap up, we say, Elikai, my God, neshama shenasata b'tahirihi. The neshama, the soul that you placed within me, tahirihi, it's pure. Like we explained, the neshama is the connection that comes from under the kisei hakavod. It's our connection like a rope, like a lifeline. That's our connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The neshama is pure, it's tahirah, it comes straight from the source. Well, how does a person, we said in the beginning when we discussed, how does a person get to this level through the madrega, through the trait, the character trait of humility, through anava? We discussed the Nefesh HaChaim, the Ruach HaChaim, about what is Avram, Avram, Avram said, Oichi Afro Ve'efer, I'm nothing, I'm ashes, I'm dust. But what did Moshe Rabbeinu said? V'anachnu Ma, I'm not even anything, what are we? We're nothing. A person in Moshe Rabbeinu, he made himself completely one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We explained the Medrash, and Moshe Rabbeinu, his neshama, was this Madrega of the Mechta Melio, where there was no Seichel, there was no Hargosha, he wasn't doing it because he was scared of Einish, because he wanted to have a connection, because he wanted to feel good about himself, because he wanted Tzchar. None of those reasons. Moshe Rabbeinu did it because that's what his neshama really is. His neshama is really a shtick from the Kisei HaKavod. That's what his neshama is. When we wake up in the morning, and the first thing we're supposed to say, we say it later on, the way that Chum Masakana, we say, like, Kai, neshama shenasati tahayrihi, we should realize what we have within us. The neshama is our lifeline. It's our true source, our true connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now we'll go a little bit into explanation, a little bit of the rest of it, of what we're talking about over here. And like Kai, neshama shenasati, like we said, David Raham says, you should not say, Elikai neshama shenasatavi, Elikai neshama, my God, my neshama, neshama, chasr sholom, that neshama is our God, but rather it's Elikai kama, my God, neshama shenasatavi tahirihi. It's a birchas hashvach, like we can explain according to most, that there's neshama that you place within me tahirihi. Tahirah kim alachim. The Rekeach says, "She'ein bo mamish, ve'ein mekabel as tuma, ve'roye ve'nirz ve'kayem es lo'ilam." Like we said from the Milchon Eliyahu, this is from the Rekeach, it's kayem lo'ilam. Uvo lo'imar, the Rabbeinu Benoach says, "She'an ashama afabi she'mishtat pepeach in haguf, lo'yasiguha echad me'mikri haguf." Even though the neshama connects itself to the guf, it's sort of one with us, it's no shaykhs to the guf. Don't get confused. And the Yaidit says, V'yesh mefarshim tahayrei, b'li kesem shel chet, without any stains of chet, mimachzer lekim higenuza. There's no chet. Ata barasa. We say in the next part is ata barasa, but let's back up for 1 second. There's a murdig, they say over, that when the Mari, Rabbi Yeshua Lemibels, when he was a child, he asked his father, the Sar Sholem, Mibels, he asked him, who's talking? Elikai, my God, neshama shenasata b'tahirihi, the neshama that you placed within me, tahirihi. So who's talking? He wants to know, who's talking? Mi'ay mishvachzeh, who's saying this? V'chi aguf? Who's talking? The goof is talking? The goof could say things like this? This is a holy tefila. A goof, a plain goof could say this? So what else could it be? The neshama. It can't be the neshama saying it. Because it says, what do we say? Neshama shenasata bi. The neshama that you placed within me, the neshama can't be talking. If the neshama is talking, the neshama can't say, is God, the neshama that you placed within me. There's no neshama within the neshama. So it can't be the neshama talking. It's someone else talking about the neshama. Pashas you would think is the guf. It doesn't understand how could it be the guf. And his father responded to him, Shema Adam Zoicha, if a person is Zoicha, Haguf Mizdachich, the guf, a person's guf becomes tar, V'nepach L'tzura, V'yachal Asa Shvach V'del Hashem Yisbarach. And the guf becomes, like we explained, this Yisori, they become mamish one with the Neshama. And now even though it's one, but it's not, but the guf becomes so purified, the guf can say this bracha. And Lekai, my God, the guf talking, not the neshama. Neshama shenasat b'tahiri. You're thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom for the neshama that you gave me. And why is this bracha? He says after Asher Yotzar. You want to know why? Because we ended off Asher Yotzar. Umachli lasis shedover zehu pela gadol. Masha guf mizachich v'yemalei meshvach shalikai neshama. It's an unbelievable wonder that the guf could say this choshev tila. And that's where we end off, we go straight according to, as he's saying, according to him anyways, not everyone is masking to this, but that we go out, we end off Yashi Yotzar, Ma'afi Lasais, and we go straight into Elikai Neshama. What's your Ma'afi Lasais? Rashi made a Pella, that the guf can become on such a level that it can say such a beautiful tefillah. Ata Barasa. We say, you created. Ata Barasa, you created it. The Neshama. The Kolboy says, "Ba'atzmin is asigba, v'lo yadei shliach." Ata, we say, "You, the Rebbeinu Shloim, you created it, not your shliach." We keep on saying, "Ata v'rosa, ata yitzarta, ata nafachu." You. We're talking to God here. The insight is that on some level we're explaining this connection as we explained before. The neshama, even though as we said, we just explained that the guf is talking, but it's a pure guf, that's the neshama part that has direct connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The neshama could see the Rebbeinu Shalom. We can't see the Rebbeinu Shalom. The same way we just explained that the neshama is roya ve'ein and neiris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is roya ve'ein and neiris. But the neshama sees the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's why we keep on this lashon of Ata, you talking directly to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Ata v'rasa haynu v'briya sa'olam shenivru oz kol ha'neshamos. Ata v'rasa is the briya sa'olam that all the neshamos were created. Yatzarta haynu b'shashana le'veshes tzura shetuchel eslavish b'gof. We say Ata yatzarta, which means it's not a new creation, but rather you created it in a way, you fashioned it, that the neshama could go into the gof. We say Kol's man shen neshama bikirbi. Kolaymar, Rav Yoham says Kol oy shen neshmasi bi bezeh ha'olam. Ani yachal lahoydes lo Hashem sh'ata adoin v'ibon kolamasim avloy achemisa. Kol's man shen neshama bikirbi, I have the opportunity to praise the Rebbeinu Shalom, to thank the lahoydes, to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for the neshama. But after my death, I won't be able to do it anymore. The bracha ends. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem. Hamachzir, who restores, returns neshamos lifgar mesim to the bodies, pegarim or the carcasses mesim that are dead. The eis tchias hamesim we're talking about. Over here is a bracha we're talking about. Hamachzir neshamos lifgar mesim, that we agree and understand the concept of tchias hamesim. The Rekeach says, "I b'chol boker shashina echad mishishim b'misa u'mizeh yir adam shiyichyu hamesim la'osid." That the sleep is 1/60th of death, and therefore he explains that when we say hamachzir neshamos lifgar mesim, we're talking about every morning when you wake up after you slept. When you slept, you were 1/60th of death, and you wake up now you're back alive. That 1/60th. And that's a raya to the concept that you'll see, la'asad lavoi, that there's going to be mechai mesim. Because the 1/60th we can come back to life, so too the whole thing can come back to life. It says in Rav Shimon Schwab Sefer al Tfila, Nachlaku arishayinim, im yayim abirchas atayra, koydim alikai neshama, yachtim leim alikai neshama, miyad achayash yotza. Nachlaikis, nirishayinim, whether we say birchas atayra, before Elikai Neshama, or we say Elikai Neshama right after Asher Yotzar. So it should be a bracha smucha l'chavrita. How so? Because Asher Yotzer ends off with Baruch Atah Hashem. So we want to end up, we want that Baruch Atah Hashem Masli Lasa is to go straight into Alekai Neshama, so you have a Baruch at the beginning. Because Alekai Neshama starts Alekai Neshama, there's no Baruch. So you want to have a Baruch Smucha L'chavrita, the ending Baruch of the last Baruch should be the beginning of this Baruch. Habe ich schon schon in Pesachs Baruch und Pasach is Baruch sei da und bi gerade das in Pesachs Baruch. Many the Rishonim hold that this Baruch is a Birchas Hadah. And to thank you. A Birchas Hadah is that you do not have to have a Baruch before Baruch. That's the say. Wie ich gesagt, man schmeißt dann noch eine Gemara, ich take it, because you are Mishnasai, you are Melech Ha'an Shama, the Gemara in Baruch says often, and that's Samach, that immediately when you wake up, you're supposed to say, Melech Ha'an Shama. We don't do it. Okay. Became Hashem Ayin Maidani V'Nar Nahar Pasha Yishanim in the Meg. Nice. We say Maidani, which is similar to the concept. But Alekhain Hashem, if Gemara says you say it right when you wake up, there's no bracha smucha l'chavrita. So obviously, what are we saying? It's a birchas hashvach. Paischem Alekai. We start off Alekai. My God. Lashon Yachid. It's a Lashon Yachid. L'hayos al hayos an Hashem miyuchedes. To be Meirah to us, to teach us that the Neshama is Miyuchedes. Shemi Oilam Lehais and Neshama Shali Ba'olam. My Neshama was never in this world. Megam Achshav, Ein Benim to Dugmasa, and even now, there's no Dugma, there's nothing similar can be found to my Neshama. Megam Lehasid Le'olam Lesia, and in the future will there never be. My Neshama is unique. Everyone has to realize he has unique Neshama. Vinya Yechidus, well, let's ask the question. Without getting too technical, without going into Kabbalah, Gilgal, everyone heard of a Gilgal, and Moshe, Sheis, Hevel, you have all these different things of Moshe's Memshin Hay, and all different types of Gilgulim of who's who, and he's a Gilgal of him, and he's a Gilgal of him, what's going on? Moshe is a Gilgal of Hevel. I want so much, speaking on the topic, I want some Murdi Gipshat Mieshchal Torah. He wants to know what happened with the whole Maisa with Basya. Basya. She's in the water, she sees Moshe. He says, he quotes sources, that Basya was Baska, she was the daughter of God. It means there was no one in between. Who else was Baska? There was only one other person. Chava! Chava was created not from a person, she was Baska, the daughter of God. She had no mother. Baska! So he says is that Basya was a Gilgal of Chava. And Moshe, we know, was a Gilgal of Hevel. So you want to know why Basya stuck out her hand when she heard the baby crying? Because she was Chava. And the baby was Hevel. So it was a mother to a son. Her mother heard a baby crying, so she stretched out her hand to grab him. That's instinct. It's a mother's instinct. But anyways, so how do we understand Gilgal? And then Rav Shimon Schwab says over here that there was lehayis in neshama shli ba'olam. We're going to ask him in this and Rosh began with asid la'olam. I see it. Never was, not is, and never will be. What's pshat? So once on Meridi Gipshat, Ben Ishchai explains Gilgal. What does it mean a Gilgal? What does that mean? It means is that same neshama gets, so to say, refurbished. They clean it up, they fix it up, or recycled. However you want to understand it. He says that no. There's a concept, picture, he doesn't say a ball, but let's say picture you have a whole ball. And the ball is made of these little Lego pieces like you have today, and you can pull out a piece of it or you can stick it back together. When we say that there's a Gilgal, it doesn't mean that actually it's the same neshama that got passed down. It means is that the Gilgal means that Moshe Sheis Hevel, Moshe is a Gilgal of Sheis, a Gilgal of Hevel, means they come from one sort of group of neshamas that all have a tafkid, and that's what means a Gilgal. It doesn't mean actually that there's a different neshama that comes, that's the same neshama that gets recycled, refurbished, or whatever it is. So Shimon Schwab is explaining that we say like Kai to understand the Yechidus, that we have, it's one, unique. You shouldn't think, I'm not important. You are important. Every single one of us is important. Why? Because of our neshama. of the uniqueness of our neshama, which is unique, and they have our own tafkid. Every single neshama has his own tafkid, and his own purpose, and his own composition of what he has to accomplish in this world. And that's why we start off like Kai, Eloshen Yochid, Neshama Shana Sati B'Tahiri.